Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we are visiting with head coach Brett Hunter of the Eagle Wrestling Program. We talked to Coach about a month ago as they were getting ready for the season, and now you guys have actually gotten started. Time has gone by really quick. Coach, yeah. We're already in November. Got the season started on Monday night. You had a 43-0 victory against Northeastern Junior College of Sterling, Colorado, and CSC won 14 matches on the evening. Did you expect that kind of a one-sided night to get things started for the year?
Well, I think you look at a Division II program compared to the junior college program. We expected to win. We didn't know. We had a lot of question marks in terms of our freshmen, in terms of just how we would feel, our shape. You know, I think after the match, I probably had eight to ten texts or phone calls, and the biggest thing everyone talked about was our shape. Yeah. We knew our shape wasn't going to be very good. Our main focus up to this point has been technique. Our shape will come, but overall, I thought the guys wrestled well and kind of worked on the things that we're trying to implement in the practice room.
Getting started with some true freshmen that we'll visit about this afternoon. Chance Bockenstedt, one of the new guys, a freshman from Polk, Iowa, scored 19 points, and it sounds like it was a really exciting bout for him in fighting off a comeback to win that one as well. Tell us about that match.
Yeah, Chance, he's a gamer. He's a guy that just does the right things on and off the mat, and you know, in that match, obviously there's things that he's got to do better in terms of staying in a better position, but he's exciting to watch. He's kind of unorthodox, his style of wrestling, and he likes to score points, and obviously that's something we want. We want our duels to be exciting and guys to score points, and you know, I don't like the 1-0 matches. We want guys just to go out there and score points, and he does a good job of that.
So you say unorthodox with his style and he likes to score points. This might sound like a silly question to you, but so does he like to extend about and rack up all those points as opposed to say, hey, let's just pin a guy and get it over with?
Oh, not necessarily. His style of wrestling in terms of, you know, he stands pretty straight up in his wrestling stance. And that's typically not what you want to do. He feels comfortable there. He wants guys to shoot on him. He feels good there. And he just kind of does things that I necessarily wouldn't do it as a competitor, but it works for him. And, you know, he'll be challenged here, you know, soon, and we'll see how he does.
Let's talk about a couple other freshmen on the roster as well. Highlight those guys, and I know you're impressed with what they brought.
Yeah, you know, 125 pounds, Quade Smith, true freshman for us. He's out of Utah, had a great high school career nationally, was ranked in the country, and you know, he's doing an excellent job. He showed a lot of poise and toughness, you know, in that third period where he could have folded, he could have you know, not wrestled and you know, lost that match, but he found a way to win and showed a lot of toughness. And then another guy that we're excited about is Darwin Hole. He's out of Texas. Again, a nationally high school caliber kid. He was getting Division I looks. He got Division I offers, and we were able to get him here. And he's in the lineup, and he's an exciting wrestler. He's kind of like Chance, a little unorthodox, likes to put points on the board. And to have three true freshmen in the lineup, you know, obviously that's exciting to have that. And we'll see where the season takes him.
Yeah, great for now, great for the future as you look ahead. And fans always want to hear about our local natives, and Chadron native Joe Ritson has been a part of your program for many years. How did he fare on Monday night, and what kind of season do you think Joe is set up for?
Yeah, you know, Joe, this is fifth season with me, and, you know, Joe's really matured. He's really done a good job in terms of, you know, doing the right things on and off the mat. He's matured in that area, and, you know, I thought Monday, you know, the biggest thing that he did, he kept scoring in the third period, where typically Joe will kind of just hold on to his lead, and he found ways to keep scoring, and that's something he's going to need to continue to do when we get in our conference matches. And we're excited about his season and his future this year.
Head Coach Brett Hunter, Shadron State Wrestling, on our CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast today. Coach, we've focused a lot on the younger guys and then our local guy here in Joe. What about anybody else on the team, some of the upperclassmen or others that you want to mention here today after Monday night and what you saw as they took on NJC? Anybody else you want to mention today?
Yeah, I think a guy, a staple in our lineup the past couple of years is Eli Hinojosa. He's ranked 14th in the country right now. And,
wow.
You can tell, you know, again, I got those text messages and it was about our shape and it was about Eli Hinojosa, how well he looked, and he's a guy that works his tail off. You know, he's always positive. He's a great team leader for us, and you know, we really, you know, he was a match away from being a national qualifier last year, and so big expectations for Eli this year. And you just look at some of our older guys like Mason Watt. You know, he looks good up to this point, and Preston Renner, and so those guys are going to have to have a good season in order for us to have a good season. So, you know, I'm excited about those guys.
Coach, Sunday, you've got an amateur open at Colorado School of Mines coming up next. Who do you plan to send down from your team to compete there? And tell us a little bit about that event, what you expect to see at that open.
Yeah, so it's a new event, the amateur open, the rookie open. So we're going to send six of our young guys and just get them some matches. Six guys that we feel are ready to compete. And you know, I would love to take more guys, but obviously, based off the rules, it's based on how many years you've been in college and how many matches you've gotten. So we really only have about six guys that qualify for that open. So we'll take six guys, and it's on a Sunday. We'll go and compete and head home. So.
And then a week from tomorrow night, the big one on the schedule, you take the team down to Lincoln. You face the mighty Nebraska Cornhuskers. What can you tell us about that matchup early on and kind of how you're going to prepare to face the Big Red? Before we jumped on the air, you told me they're top 10 ranked once again.
Yeah, you know, they're top 10 in Division I. They're good. They're really good. I think they brought back everyone from last year. Obviously a huge test for us, but also just an opportunity for us. And like I've told the guys, is, you know, you get a feel what that caliber elite wrestler feels like, and they won't feel another guy like that all season. And so it's just we're looking for opportunities just to go out there and compete, and you know, for our Nebraska guys to go compete. And you know, I think growing up, everyone wants to be a Husker if you grew up in Nebraska, and so now we have the opportunity to wrestle them, and I think it's exciting. And they do an excellent job. Mark Manning, the head coach, takes care of us, and Nebraska puts on a good event. And I've already been doing some interviews and some Zoom calls with their media people, and I know they're excited and we're excited, and it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I can't wait to hear how we compete against the Huskers. We're visiting today with wrestling head coach Brett Hunter. Brett, before we let you go, we got to catch up with you on your running. You told us you turned into a half marathon runner. Love to hear that, of course. And so, you know, things are getting a little colder outside. It's getting darker a little earlier. Are you still keeping at it? Are you getting those runs in?
I am. You know, I think the key is being creative. You know, it doesn't get light till, I don't know, 7:30, and so I'm trying to get out there early so I can get to the office early. And man, it's been some pretty cold runs, but I've adapted. But I think just getting some miles in and having fun with it and not following a plan right now and just enjoying it.
Just trying to avoid the treadmill as long as possible, right?
Yes, 100%. I hate that treadmill, and but you know, when that snow comes, I know I'll be forced to get on that thing. But for right now, enjoying the weather a little bit and just getting some miles in.
Signed up for your next race yet, Coach?
I haven't.
Got a few in mind?
Yeah. I'll probably do the Jackson Hole again. I want to get a full marathon in at some point next. So I'll have to ask some people about what the good ones are in terms of full marathons. But just keep running and just stay active.
All right. Head Coach Brett Hunter, CSC Wrestling. Coach, great job Monday night in the win over NJC. Wish all you guys the best at Colorado Mines and then also at the end, Nebraska in Lincoln as well. Looking forward to seeing the season unfold. Appreciate you being on the show tonight, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank. Your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.